This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greeting to God's family. Thank you for allowing me once again into the space where you are. What an honor today to speak to you on my assignment, my destiny, on the second part, principles for expansion. Today we're going to look at a few principles. The first one is preparation. When God gets ready to bring you in and bring you to expansion, He prepares you. Not only does He send people to tell you about His intention, but He also prepares you. God does not give you what you prayed for. He gives you what you are prepared for. Don't ask for something that you are not willing to prepare for. What is your plan for the move of God? If you do not have a plan, don't ask for it. When God is ready to expand you, He will ask you a very strange question, and that is why? Why do you want to be blessed? Why do you want revival? You know, when a woman gets pregnant, her body begins to make way. Her body starts to make room on the inside. The room wasn't there before the egg get fertilized. But the moment the egg got fertilized, everything started to make room for what was going to grow. And the problem is that we all want expansion, but none of us are making room. The Bible said, enlarge your house and build an addition. That means that you get to get revelation for what you are praying for. Everybody teaches us how to survive failure, but we need somebody to teach us how to handle success. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, David just came from a successful victory over the Amalekites. And he came back in a moment of success and celebration. And his wife and children are captured, taken hostage, and the city is burned down. All in a blindsided moment. We got to prepare for the good days and not so good days. Falling pregnant is one thing, but what about the morning sickness? What about the uncomfortability of trying to sleep on your side for 9 months? Expansion look like different things for different people. Expansion will cost you everything. Sometimes expansion can look like the worst thing that has ever happened to you. Your cravings, your taste, and everything changes when God prepares you for expansion. I remember a friend win the lottery, but in 4 months, he was broke again because he never had a plan for expansion. When was the last time you visit your dream board? We have to got to ask this question. What does your failure look like? Somebody has to put their hand to the plow and say, God, we are going to build the future. There are angels ready to partner with us as we begin to reconstruct heaven on earth. The second thing is perception. And I'm talking about principle of expansion. Jeremiah, what do you see? How do you perceive the season that you have in? How do you perceive what is happening? Do you perceive what is happening as an opportunity or a threat? For you will no longer live in shame. Why? We cannot presents ourselves in a new season, still bring the old vision of what we have as past, and we got into the new thing that God is about to birth into us. And so, in a time of transition and expanding, God's going to make you the first, but you got to have a plan. You cannot see it as an opposition. You have to see it as an opportunity. Expansion is a gift that must be unwrapped, because if you look at it at face value, you will see it as opposition and not as an opportunity. And so, God is looking for the new upgraded version of who you are. Get yourself together. Show up. Just pull yourself together. Don't present your grief of yesterday when God is opening a door for you tomorrow. The second thing of the principle of expansion is honor. There are ranking in the realm of the Spirit. Around the Father's table, we are all equal. But there are some people with higher rankings. Your ranking is connected to the things you have endured in your life, to the battles you have fought. The difference between this season that you are in and the next season that you will find yourself in is somebody that you either honored or dishonored. Honor is a key that opens the doors that you don't have to work for. Where there is no honor, there can be no blessing and true glory. We are good at honoring God, but we are not good at honoring people that God chooses. The Bible says that a person that brings the word to you is worthy of double honor. So God is restoring a generation that understands honor. And that's what God is doing. The fourth thing in the principle of expansion is replacement. When God is getting ready to expand and enlarge you, there will always be an element of replacement, because Vashti had to be replaced for Esther to take a place. There will be things in your life that God will shift, and that the first shift that God will bring is in the way you process information. Be careful what you ask God. It might sound nice, but many of us might die in the shift. God was training David to be a king, and one day when David least expected it, Saul fell into his own sword. That was not a transition. That was a shift. But if David had not killed the bear, Goliath, and the lion, in the moment where God brought the shift, David would have been prepared. If Esther did not go through a season of preparation and was willing to change the way she perceived herself, Esther was peasant girl with that mentality. Many of us are where we are because of the way we are. Some of us will never experience growth and God's true blessings, because every time God gives us something, we don't know how to handle it. And we go back to where we are because we haven't changed our mind. And so, the last one I want to share with you. Wait. Wait on God. Some of us are not very good in waiting. What do waiters do? They serve. So while you wait, serve. Don't rush the process. Wait for expansion. When you are ready, it will locate to you. Don't rush the process. Wait for expansion. When you are ready, it will locate you. God bless you. Have an awesome, fruitful, and productive week. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.